Hello, everybody, and today's another wonderful day with the Creation Light Shift and their healings that they do for everyone. So I'll just do a little intro here. My name is Ronnie Amatron, and I'm a light being doctor on the Creation Light Shift. I bilocate instantly there, and I basically reside there and live here on Earth at the same time. So I'm able to actually see instantly in the light shift what's happening to people if we go on private sessions or my conference lines. That also includes what's happening today. So the light beams do come into your monitor screen. We're going to activate the beautiful light beam probably in about 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're brand new to the program, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar underneath the little blinking flower there. And you're going to see a beautiful light beam, and we're going to activate her to help you with healings today. And I'll just kind of talk a little bit about the light shift. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the exact same light shift that Jesus used for all of his healings and his ascension teachings. That's why he came to this planet, was to teach people about ascension and to offer healing. And people don't really understand what the light shift is doing. So I'll kind of describe some of these healings that the light shift offers people. The healings are almost 99% of the time instantaneous. Remember, when Jesus did his healing, if you go back into the New Testament and you start reading it, he didn't say that, you know, I'm giving you a healing and, you know, go home and it's going to take, you know, a month or 2 months or 10 years. He said, you are healed. And that's because the light shift does instantaneous divine healing with you. Remember, the light shift created you. And this is the reason why his healings, if you read in the Bible, were all instantaneous. And so, like they have mentioned to me, if you had to do like an emotional healing on the earth plane here, and you went to a different psychiatrist and whoever else would do the healing, different practitioners, to clear away your issues in one lifetime, it would actually take you, if you work continuously, 10 lifetimes to do them. And this is why the light shift is so effective, because there's absolutely no processing involved. So to do somebody's full lifetime experience where you are right now going back to your birth, it takes about 1 hour to do. And once that's cleared away from you, all of your baggage in this lifetime is released. And then you're able to be in the moment more, because otherwise you're working with densities from the past. So it's kind of like going to dinner, and each day you go to dinner, in front of you on your plate is the same food. And that gets kind of tiring because you want to have a variety, but the same food is there because you're dealing with the same issues. People will come into your life, different faces, the same issue, another face, different issues, same issues, and you just keep going on and on and on because your body is trying desperately to heal itself. And I use the word trying because trying means that it'll never get done. You can never try something. You can sample something, but trying just means that you're just continually moving on and moving on and going nowhere. You're in a circle, like a continuous loop. The light shift does instantaneous healings with you. They're here to help you for the ascension process if you're willing to take the step forward to do the work to have it done for you. So what we're going to do today is many types of healings, different samples for people. We'll watch the fast chat. And if you're interested in other types of healings, just kind of enter that in there. So what we're going to do first of all is entity clearing for everybody. Now, these are energies that are here on this planet. These are ghost energies, emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they need to be cleared because they attach themselves to us. And we have another healing here. It just came up on Fast Chat about doing the snake or the squid healing energies. Yeah. These are planet energies from the negative ETs that were brought to us. So I guess we'll kind of go off in that realm a little bit too here. If you're brand new to the show and you're going, what's he talking about? I would recommend going into the archives maybe the last couple of weeks, and you have a very nice, clear picture of what's happening to you, why you have illnesses here, unexplained phenomena that you just don't know what's happening, why your body itches, why you have pain, and why it can't be detected by the medical profession here. So these are the energies that we are helping you release here. So what we're going to first do is an entity clearing of emotional bodies of people who have passed on. I'm going to try to do this very quickly for you. I could do this probably in 1 second. But people will not understand that consciously too much because you're used to having some type of process or hearing the words to do something. So here we go. We're going to do it the long way here. And we're going to do your whole body at one time. So I'm going to release entities from you. And these entities are emotional bodies that can come into your waking consciousness and talk to you inside of your head and have you do strange and maybe devious things that you don't want to do normally. So they're being released from you. They get attracted to you by your pain. And this energy here is being released from you instantly here. Being cleansed, being returned back to the earth spirit that needs to regain this energy. And this is part of its energy that it used to sample love energy on the surface of the planet. Since it's not a conscious being here on the surface, it's using you to sample love energy on here and to sample your experiences. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of the energy back into your body now from your spirit. So we're doing what you might call a soul retrieval. I always use the word spirit almost always because on the light ship, everything is spirit. It's all divine energy. And there's no separation on the light ship. It's just a different consciousness between one being to another. But they all have the same divine spark within them. Okay, here we go. On a count to 10, as you come more into your body. So here we go. And your spirit knows how to do this. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment. This is your spiritual energy that, again, is invisible, much like your emotional body is. And these beings that come to you are the emotional bodies of people who passed on. So they're actually, in a sense, a spirit energy also. But the chakra energy is more of a higher frequency energy, and it helps all of your energetic bodies get into alignment and heal, giving them a life force energy. So here we go. And when your chakras are closed down, that's part of the dying process. When they're opened up, you're able to regain more of yourself and have more healing into your body as your spirit can direct this more into you. And your spirit resides in your heart center. So here we go. Going to your heart chakra first. We'll open up with the word spin. We have to command the energy, remember. Otherwise, the energy will not work. So here we go. Heart chakra. We're going to open it up for you body width. Spin, 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 open. Going now up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now third eye. Spin, 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 open. Moving back down now to your solar plex energy, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay, wonderful. Now we're going to do is connect you if you wish. Remember, all these are free choice for you. We're going to connect your mind, your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self, your thoughts. There's all different words there. We're going to connect that to your heart. This is another energetic body that's invisible. And it basically looks like you too. And it's going to drop down into your heart center so that you're able to listen to your spirit and connect with your own divinity. Your divinity is with you always. That your spirit is never outside of yourself. So searching outside of yourself for the divine is just a waste of time. You have it with you throughout this lifetime. Unless you happen to kick your spirit out of your body naturally and it's walking behind you or in front of you trying to get back in. But normally that's not the case. So here we go. And that you can do also. You can force your spirit out of your body. This is what sorcerers and witchcraft spells, etc., do to people also. And the dark side does this. They try to capture your spirit. But typically, you're all fine. So this is where your spirit resides in your heart center. We're going to drop this mind down. So think of your forehead, we'll say, being the 10th floor of the elevator. First floor being your heart center. And the elevator is going to drop down from the 10th floor into the first. So here we go. We're going to bring in your waking consciousness into your heart center. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, if you'd like to scroll down now and put the light bean in front of you in your monitor screen. And we're going to activate her from the light ship. So she's actually going to come down from the light ship, come into your monitor screen. And this will work on the archives. And you can actually see her change frequencies right now. It takes her about a half a minute to do this here. This will be a living photograph, a living picture of this light beam from the light ship. So just kind of watch your monitor. Three things typically happen. Number one is she'll become more three-dimensional, kind of float off your monitor screen. Next, she may actually try to smile at you. That's very interesting. That happens sometimes. So actually four things. The next thing is her eyes will start emitting pure white light to you, and you're going to feel that nice, wonderful heart connection. Remember, the light ship only works heart to heart. The mind energy is not from the light, and it's just a way to sidetrack us, to get us into mind control. That will be no longer in existence during the ascension process. So you won't have to worry about thinking. It'll all be heart-based energy at that time. This is what we're moving into, is heart-based energy. And you're going to actually see the rays around her forehead change. So now she's energized quite a bit here. And you might want to just feel her energy. You can if you wish. If your hands are sensitive enough, you might want to tap your palm chakras with your other hand, your other fingers, and kind of open them up. And if you wish, you can move your hand in front of the monitor and actually feel her presence there. But if you don't feel it, that's okay too. And like I say, men are about 1 in 100. One can feel out of 100. Women are about 50-50, so about half can feel energies or sense energies. So whether you can or you can't, if you can't feel it, it's working anyway. Don't worry about it. With the creation light ship, doesn't matter what you've had in the past for belief systems, you're still connected to the divine through your spirit. So whether you believe in anything or not, makes no difference to the light ship. They're not in judgment of you. The divine never judges. It always works in the moment, and all manifestations happen in the moment and go into the next moment. Anything that is out of time, back in time or forward in time, is basically out of the energy of the light. So what we're going to do right now is, before we have Sylvia come on, I'll just have Sylvia, why don't you come on first here? Then we'll do some timing healings here.
Okay, great. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. And this week we're talking about reclaiming our own spiritual energy. And on Monday we had a very interesting hour where we had releases from different energies that can attach themselves to us, like cordings and also our attachments to our own creations and physical objects and so on. And it was very interesting. If you are staying with us show after show, you'll know that last week we also talked about some of the entities and different things that can get in us and give us a hard time. So we were releasing those. And today we're going to take a new angle, and we're going to talk about actually the most important thing that you can possibly do to reclaim your true spiritual identity and begin to regain your full spirit energy to you. So we're going to go through some sample healings along those lines and have some wonderful energies come in, so stick with us through the hour for those healings. And also, if you're able to get on the fast chat and you have a question or comment about what we're doing, you can go ahead and type that in and we will take up as many of those as we can. So let's talk, Ron, about the emotional densities that prevent our spirit from really being able to come into us or fully be present in our lives.
Okay, so just remember that everything is past life. And so your past life was a second ago to maybe your birth, if you want to look at this lifetime. I mean, naturally, you have the genetic past lives of your body, which is what your body's trying to heal now. And then you have past lives of your spirit and where it was with different incarnations. But in this lifetime, the most important thing, the most important healing that I do for anybody, if you see me one time in your life, have your emotional years done. And this emotional trauma clearing releases the densities out of you. It's three clearings in one at one time. And it allows you to have your spirit healed. Remember, your spirit cannot come into you fully and heal you when it's wounded, when it's taken on the emotional densities. This is why when a person dies, when the spirit leaves, the spirit has to go through a deprogramming process on the other side. That could take up to probably 50 years sometimes. And so that's because it took on and got imprinted with the emotional traumas of this lifetime. And this is what ghosts have, or energies around that you see in the room. They're dealing with these energies. This is why they attach to you, because they're resonating with you with similar thoughts that you have, similar programs, similar DNA attributes, and they're coming into you because of that. So the emotional trauma clearing is the most important thing that you can do in your life. It clears your physical body of the densities of trauma in this lifetime. It could be anything. It doesn't matter. The light ship clears it all away from you. You normally have between 3 to 5 light beings working with you. Like I said, it takes about 1 hour to do, and it's completed. It's a one-time clearing. And all you have to do is sit back and relax. There's no processing on your part. Like I said earlier, when Jesus walked the earth here doing his healings of ascension, he said, "You are healed," and that was it, period. Because the light ship was doing the healings for him, and the light beings are working to heal the people at that time of these densities so they could do the ascension process. And that's a must, because you have to get your spirit fully into your body 100% for the ascension. If you don't have your emotional energies cleared out of you, I can almost guarantee you, you're not going to go through the ascension process, because your spirit cannot and will not come into densities that is not love. Any kind of trauma that you're holding is basically boiled down to a judgment energy, and your spirit does not judge. So this is why you must have an emotional clearing. And once you have it done, people drop out of your life who are negative. Entities drop out of your life because they can't live there any longer, because you're not an emotional, upset person all the time. This is a very wonderful healing. So let's do some samples here of the emotional healing. And then next I'll do, I think, a timing healing to get people into the moment here. Because most people live in the future because they want to project out a better life for themselves in thought. Remember, the light ship does not work with thought energy. It only works in the now. And so predictions and anything like that, the astrological predictions for you, your natal chart, that's all the dark side energies controlling your life. And the people that are gifted to do remote viewing, people who are gifted to be psychics, people who can read energies, are reading the dark side energies that is laid out for humanity, maybe just for yourself, as a predetermined path in your life. Remember, the light only works in the now. You have to just remember that all the time. That's your main foundation for thinking now. Anything that's thought energy is not of the light, because the light doesn't have anything that's predetermined. Everything is created in the moment, and that next creation is created off that creation, and that's how thing is supposed to work here. So here we go, emotional clearing. I'm going to go for this day for everyone. And we use the chakras just to do an indication of a healing process. And this is about 1% of actually happening here. The light beings now are connecting with each and every one of you. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And I'll go back 1 week in time to now. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 weeks. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear, 3 weeks. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear, and 4 weeks. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. Okay, and now we're going to bring you back into time here. Like I said, most people are ahead in time. They're projecting their thoughts out, having your spirit run ragged in the negative energy of thoughts, trying to do manifestations for you, which is the dark side energy working for you, imitating the light. So we're going to go back to 4 weeks, or go into 4 weeks into the future here, and bring you back into the now. So here we go. Same process. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks, bringing you back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Remember, if you're in the future or the past, you don't have any spiritual energy. You're out there doing something else where you should not be. Second week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And bringing you right back in this very moment right now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll work with the people, and you may have felt this energy, who are living in the past. Maybe they had a better life in the past, and they keep reminiscing the past energies, okay? So here we go. 4 weeks back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And here we go, coming you right into the moment here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Everybody should be in the moment. You may feel more energy in your body right now. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, maybe we can just put a little music on and allow people to kind of sit with that energy for just a couple of minutes. And look over something, you know, the last bit of time in their life, and just experience how they feel that differently now.
Yeah, wonderful idea. So kind of look at these incidents that happened to you maybe in the last month, and just see how your body is reacting to it. You're still going to see the event, but it'll be very, very distant to you, and the traumas will be released from you. So we'll see you back here in about a minute or so. Your past, and you should feel very good about it. It shouldn't have any real charge on it, any emotional densities. You should feel like you've been released from that. And these healings are about 80% completed. So when I do someone in person with a session, then it gets done 100%. Next, we're going to do the feeling body clearing. This is similar to the emotion. It's like the other side of the coin. And some people work with their feelings more than they do with the emotions. So here we go. Same process. We'll do today's feeling body. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go back 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Feeling a lot of heart energy right now. 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 4 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we'll do one other healing here. We'll do a trauma body clearing. And not everybody needs to have a feeling body or the trauma body. It is beneficial, but, you know, I have people who want to do all my clearings because they want to move forward. And even if it's only like maybe a 5% clearing to them, they don't have much energy there. They want to get it out so that they can go through the ascension process very easily. And we all have traumas, so here we go. But people who've had lots of traumas need this clearing. So here we go. Same process. We'll go back from today here. This is today's trauma clearing. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So again, just sit back and kind of reflect on how these energies are affecting you now, how you feel about these clearings, and just bring up something and just see how your body is responding. Another one, there's a lot of people who, you know, naturally work in their mind. They're very mental people, and nothing's wrong with being mental, but some people get kind of caught up in thought too much, and that could be a big problem too. So here we go. I'm going to do a mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer, and here we go. Same process. We'll do today's mental clearing. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Boy, some energy there. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Well, there's some stuff there. I'll do these over again here. 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. Wonderful. So we'll do one other one here. I think we're going to do, boy, I don't know, Sylvia, why don't you come on and think of something?
You know, what we could do right now, if you'd like, is the healing to kind of balance the left and right brain, since we were just doing the mental clearing, and that might tie in really nicely.
That's perfect. Okay, so we're going to balance your left brain here. Remember, the light beams are doing this for you. This is instantaneous healing, nothing for you to do. Besides, how do you even figure out how to do a left and right brain balancing? So they're very astute. They created you. They know all about you, how the spiritual blueprints of the divine, of everything ever created in the light, is on the creation light chip. So here we go. Left brain, we're going to do a balancing here. So I'll just count down from 10, or from 1 to 10, and they'll do this for us. Remember, I have to command the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, the left brain is balanced. And right brain now. Here we go. Same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do the left and right brain balancing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll put some music on again, and you can just kind of sit back and reflect and just see how you feel. Remember, go to your heart center and ask your spirit how these healings are working for you. And just check out your energy of your body. The energies that people requested here. This is going off planet here, where the energies come from, and we're going to have these released from you. So on previous shows, if you don't understand what's happening, please go back in the archives to understand. If you're a regular listener, you definitely understand what we're going to be doing right now. So these energies are and have been brought to us by our wonderful Galactic Federation by not holding spiritual integrity of the light 100%. And that's a mouthful, but they brought these energies to us to harm us. The Federation was supposed to keep us in 100% spiritual protection and harmony with the divine. Supposed to have brought us divine spiritual teachings. Instead, they kind of like became into the darkness. They sold out and allowed us to have extraterrestrial abductions here. People have known about that for a long time. They brought us these snake energies and octopus energies that are physical here on the planet. There's many other ones. But the snake energies come inside of your body. They're invisible, naturally, an energetic body. And they range between 2 to 6 inches in diameter, and they go to about 30 foot in length. And they can cause physical harm to you. They can actually bite you. They can give pain. They can wrap themselves around your ribcage. Just because your body's small, it can still have these long energies in you. Of 30 feet, so don't think that they're not available and are here. Most things that you find on sci-fi, the Fight Sci-Fi channel, or watching these movies, they're all true. They're just tapping into the collective consciousness, and the dark side is allowing them to see what they brought here, and they're talking about it and showing you pictures of these things. So this is one of the beings here. This is a snake energy. It can be called a worm also. And we're going to take them out of your heart center right now. So just sit back and relax. And this will sound like a sci-fi to some of the new people listening here. Just hang with us here, and you may actually have some relief from pain in your body. And this is what causes some of the unknown pains in people that our medical profession here does not have a clue on of what's happening to you. Because these will not show up in any kind of testing that the doctors can do for us down here. So here we go. We got a bunch of them now that we're taking out of you. The light beings are helping me do this here. And they're coming out here. There comes some snake energy coming out of your heart center. They're wrapping yourself around, or themselves around your rib cage. Sometimes they wrap around your legs. They can constrict your legs, maybe give you blood clots, give you poor circulation. And they should not even be here. Here we go. Coming out. There we go. And this is about halfway out of you. And can be wrapped around your reproductive organs too. And these things go around your back, your spine. They can go to your vertebrae. They can go in between your vertebrae and cause a disc problem with you. There's many, many things that they can do. So these are coming out right now. And we're probably going to release about 10 of them from you at one time here. So here we go. The question was, will this work on the archives? Yeah, it will work to a certain extent, yes. So, yes, it will work, but... one person asked if they could listen to the archives, 100 times and have a healing 100 times. Well, I don't know about that. These are just sample healings, and the Lightship is doing this as a courtesy for you to know what they can do to help you. There we go. Coming out. There, those are released from you. So, wow, you should be able to feel a change in your body's energy right now. You might stretch and twist a little bit. You may feel that your body's a little more limber. That's going to do the octopus energy. These are very sneaky. Again, they grab onto your internal organs inside of you. They can go inside of your head, go all over your body. So, and here we go. Here comes some of the energy out of you of the octopus. Here we go, coming out. Out, out, out. There we go, coming out. There's one out. Another one's releasing right now. I'm seeing this around kidney areas, bladder areas right now. And there it's coming out. Remember, they have little suction cups that want to hang on, taking away your life force energy. These should not be with us here. They're not a divine energy. They were never created by the light. This is a darkness energy brought here by the Galactic Federation, which put us in duality and separation from the divinity of who you are. There we go, coming out. Coming out. Oh, man, this is a hard one. Out. There we go. Next one coming out. There, and another one coming out, there, and another one. There we go, out. So hopefully that's helped you, and there we go. And I'm going to do one more energy here. This is the squid energy. These energies are also very dangerous to us here. Remember, all these energies want to do is start sucking away your life force energy out of you, and they'll actually kill the host, which is you. Here we go. There we go. And we do have a thing on the fast chat here. Yeah, what happens when you're under attack at night, if you notice when you first lay down, if you feel your body actually do a jerk, that's these energies attacking you. And that's how your body's responding to it, with this invasion of these energies coming into you. They normally try to come into your feet first, with like maybe pins or needles, which have poison in them. And then at that point, they attempt to disable and, we'll say, knock out your immune system, along with going to your meridians. And they try to take out or connect to the meridians going to each body organ. Here we go. This is coming out of you right now. So if you live with somebody and their body's jerking at night, well, they're under attack. And I think this gets programmed in your DNA, and they're probably more prevalent now than they have been in the past. Remember, your body is an extraterrestrial life form brought here from some other beings, and I think they probably put these time bombs in us so that when it comes time for ascension, that these energies get activated in us. That's just a theory that I have. I can't claim it completely, but that sort of feels right to me. So you didn't really bring it upon yourself, just what's out there. There we go. Coming out. There we go. One got released from you. This one here is around your lungs and your heart. And you might notice how your breathing is in the next minute here. There we go. Coming out. Releasing. Good. Gone. And another one we're going to take out of you. There we go. Out. Okay. I'll put some music on and kind of do a little body scan, see how you feel. And we'll be back in about a minute or so here. You might want to just get up and stretch to actually feel how you are. Back to you.
Okay, well, we had an interesting, wonderful comment on the fast chat a little bit ago from a listener who was saying that this was the fastest healing or clearing they'd ever experienced. So I wanted to just talk about that for a minute so people can understand a little bit more about what's happening, because I think we get used to the earth-based modalities of heavy processing of issues, or spending years in therapy sometimes for one traumatic event that happened perhaps in childhood or something. And in this case, we're dealing with so much in so little time and so easily, as the light beings just work with us, and it's so gentle and light, and sometimes it barely feels like anything happened, but then you just feel suddenly, so much better. So can you talk a little bit about how they do this work?
Yes, I think most people here on the earth is used to, no pain, no gain, where they got to regurgitate their past over and over again and try to figure out why they have it, what the situations were. Well, that's meaningless to the light beam. They don't care what you've dealt with in your life. They have to work with you, and they release the trauma. This is what they do. So when the trauma is released from you, there's really nothing that you have to process. This is all for the ascension process to allow you to move forward in your life. But the earth-based healings down here were the spirituality aspect was all brought to you by the Galactic Federation, and that was the spiritual hierarchy, etc. And a lot of that was possibly okay. I'd say maybe 20% of the light at best. And a lot of it was a lot of negativity attached to different processes of healing. So no one has really had a divine healing here since Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So the light beings don't really care or even look at what your problems are. They know what they are, but they just release them from you instantly. This is why the healings are so quick and so fast. But our mind kind of wants to try to figure things out here, which really isn't even needed. These are all heart-based healings, and they work instantaneously. And once you're done with the session, it's done. So there's no processing on your part, because it doesn't have to be done that way. Just that we're taught that we need a process here. And what happens is when you start processing more and more, that brings in the dark energy, and the dark energy lives on your emotional traumas. And by doing so, at that point, they're getting mileage out of you processing. And so this is a process that we've been taught here, how to do healings, et cetera, to bring up the past and regurgitate it over and over again. But there's no reason whatsoever for you to even need to experience the past, because a light shift does not do that type of healing where you have to process. Once you have it, it's done and it's over with. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, we had another request on the fast chat for the pain and the sensory bodies. Before doing that, can you just mention a little bit about what are all these bodies?
Well, for the physical body to survive here, it had to actually create energetic bodies around it to take on the density. So if you were to actually think of how much trauma you've been through in this lifetime and pain, anxieties and everything else, if it was actually held in one body, you'd probably be dead by now, because your spirit would not be able to hold light frequency. So these bodies were created to, in a sense, be the dumping ground for these different types of experiences, traumas, energies that were not created by the light. Remember, we're in duality here. That's the dark side energy from the Galactic Federation. This planet was not created in duality, but the Federation brought us duality so we could suffer. And those are the negative ETs that are soulless that are taking advantage of this here, along with the Galactic Federation that is not holding light frequency 100%. So the main thing is that we must release these densities for ascension. And so all these bodies were created to allow the physical body to still survive. So we'll go to your pain body. And this isn't always needed for most people. Although if you've been in pain or chronic pain for a while, this body's probably overwhelmed with it. So it's an invisible body that's taking on like a dumping ground, in a sense like a junkyard for all your pain. So here we go. We're going to release this out of you here. So that we'll go back today. Then we'll go back, you know, to the last, the next 4 weeks here. So here we go. Today, so 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we'll do... I guess another body. Which one did you want to do again, Sylvia?
The sensory body.
The which one?
The sensory body.
Sensory, okay. Yeah. Now, the sensory body is how your senses work, okay, your five senses. And some people get sensory overloaded. So here we go. Sensory body, same as the pain. Today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday... 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 4 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. There's some trouble there or somebody. Do it one more time. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, I'll just put some music on again here and kind of just sit back and relax and sample and reflect back on what's happened to you the last 4 days and how this healing is taking place with you. hopefully you can reflect on how you feel and know that there was a change in your life right now. Remember, who you are is your emotional traumas. That's on the plate in front of you. This is how you're going to respond to each day of your life. And like the ultimate Christmas gift, if you're willing to help someone else, maybe a family member, is to have their emotional years done. And it works very, very well for young children. You're taking them out of the trauma so they can be all they can be and express themselves without having this negative energy kind of haunting them, like it's been haunting you for your whole life. So I love doing children because I know that I can make a big change, you know, in them, in their life instantly. So I guess we're getting close to closing down here, maybe a few minutes to go. We have a special session coming up on the 15th, Saturday. It's a four-hour ascension healing. The light beings do a lot of work in that 4 hours of time. We go into many, many rooms on the light ship for specialized healing. These are mainly for physical healings with your body. The charge is $60, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We also do water charging. If you're interested in that, just connect with me. We do on a conference call line Mondays and Fridays for only $20. You go to the light ship physically. You're still here, but you're on the light ship walking around with the masters, saints, and angels, and these beautiful divine light beings, and they're also doing physical healing on you for an hour of time. And that starts Pacific Standard Time is 5:30. So if you're truly interested in helping yourself, this is a wonderful way to do that, along with the other clearings that the light ship is providing at this time of ascension. So it's all in your court right now, and I want to thank all the people that have given me donations to keep this radio program on the air. It is costly, and we are actually probably one of the most viewed shows on BBS radio. We're upwards into probably the top 5% of listeners, and that's probably mainly because what we're doing here actually works. There's everything that we do here works in the now, and you know, like I said, this show is basically here to bring spirituality into the now. And we provide healings here for people, sample healings, so that you can get better and connect with your own divinity inside of yourself. This is the whole reason why I'm here on this planet, is to allow you to connect with your spirit inside of you so you can do the ascension. It's a must. And remember, the mind energy is no longer going to be here at the ascension time. The whole universe gets dematerialized, and mind energy is no longer in existence because the mind energy was not created by the light. And so the light is here to regain its territory, we'll say, to have all of its creations come back into the light. And at that point, the darkness has to disappear and get released from the creation of light. So the main thing is to acknowledge your spirituality in you. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't go to any kind of mass prayer circles. Don't do earth healings. These are all very negative things, and the dark side can steal your soul by you doing this here. Unknown to you. Remember, they work on many dimensions. The dark side mimics the light 99.9%. And this is why in this time right now, in this age of where we are, most of the New Age metaphysics is working with mind energy. I'd say 99% of the healers are probably mind energy people, and that is the darkness attaching to a lot of them. They think they're doing some really good thing, but they're not working with heart energy. So if you do go to a healer, find one that is working with heart energy only. There are very few and hard to find. So this is the main thing. Is New Age metaphysics talks about the mind, get in your parking place, using your mind to project thoughts outside of yourself. And that is the mind matrix and mind control. Stay away from that. Protect your spirit. Stay in your body. Don't create anything outside of yourself. Like Jesus said, your divinity is inside. Don't go searching. You already have it with you. Just need one book, one page, that's to go within. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we're in the final minute of our show for today. We'll be back Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific. And, Ron, earlier we had a question from a listener about who is Jesus. So I thought maybe instead of talking about it, just as we close the show, we could bring in the beautiful energy of Jesus from the Creation Light Ship through the light being on the monitor screen for people. And with that, I'll just say good night to all of you. Much love, and we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, so just tune into the light pane, and we'll bring in the energy of Jesus right now. And then we'll be signing off here, so we don't want to run into other shows after us here. So about a half a minute here, Jesus will be fully activated through this light beam here. And you can feel the energy come into your heart center. Remember, the light ship does not work mind-to-mind. It's all heart-based energy. And this is how you're going to feel the divine, which is in your heart. So here we go. It's almost activated completely with the energy of Jesus from the creation light ship where he resides. There we go. Wonderful. So, blessings to all of you. And we have another show coming up on Friday at 9 o'clock and one on Saturday at 9 o'clock. So, blessings to all of you and have a nice evening.
Blessings to all. Good night.